This is Christine Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. Have you heard of the healthy mind platter? I give you a hint. It includes meditation. The healthy mind platter includes the essential activities that your brain needs to function at its best today and stave off serious health issues tomorrow. Developed in conjunction with the Neuro Leadership Institute in Sydney, Australia, and the University of California, Los Angeles School of Medicine, the Healthy Mind Platter involves 7 daily activities or habits to bolster both your brain power and level of happiness. Do you get enough of them? No? Then you need to make time. You'll be happier and healthier. Here's what they include. 1. Time in. Time for meditation, yoga, and prayer. Do this daily to build neural connections that may reduce your risk of dementia. 2. Play. Time to laugh and simply enjoy. Playing, doing spontaneous things, enjoying the moment, sparks new connections in the brain. 3. Focus. Time to freely focus on whatever you're doing. Paying close attention stimulates brain cell connections, keeping them strong and growing. 4. Connection. This is time to relate, to visit, and connect with others. Making personal connections releases stress-reducing, mood-enhancing brain chemicals like oxytocin and serotonin. 5. Exercise. Some people, for some of us, this isn't our favorite, but it is important. So time to get moving. Exercise releases chemicals that help the brain produce new cells that improve memory and learning. 6. Downtime. Time to do nothing but just be. Giving your mind a break recharges your brain circuitry and helps it perform healthier when you need it. And the last one, 7, is sleep. This is something we're also, as a society, not great at. We need time to rest and recharge. Not getting enough sleep spikes cortisol, lowers immunity, and dulls creativity. And you may remember that cortisol is the stress hormone which also helps pack on the pounds. So if you're looking to lose weight as well as keeping your mind healthy, getting sleep is very important. So let's review. If you want to keep your mind healthy, you have to give it some exercise and some TLC. You need to give it some time in, like with meditation. You need to give it some time to play, like just laughing and enjoying and being in the moment. You need to give it time to focus. Focus on whatever it is that you're doing without interruption. You need to have connection, time with others, to relate, to visit, to share. It needs some exercise. It needs some physical exercise. So not just crosswords and Sudoku, although those are great. It needs your body to do a little movement. And it needs some downtime, time when it's just doing nothing. Now, this doesn't mean watching TV. This means just a little quiet time. And then finally, sleep. Go to sleep, right? Right? 7 to 9 hours a night. And if you do these things, and if you start just a little bit and carry through and get them all in, you will find that your mind is much, much healthier. This is Christine Kinney for Esoterica. Thanks for listening.